Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
It's not really a job to be given to a junior man. Thank you. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 13, King Indra afflicted by sinful reaction. This chapter describes Indra's fear at having killed a Brahmin, Vritrasura. And it also describes how he fled and was saved by the grace of Lord Vishnu. When all the demigods requested Indra to kill Vritrasura, he refused because Vritrasura was a Brahmin. The demigods, however, encouraged Indra not to fear killing him because Indra was protected by the Narayan Kavacha, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Lord Narayan. Even by a glimpse of the chanting of Narayan's name, one becomes free from all the sinful reactions of killing a woman, a cow, or a brahmana. The demigods advised Indra to perform an Ashwamedha sacrifice by which Narayan would be pleased, for the performer of such a sacrifice is not implicated in sinful reactions, even if he kills the entire universe. Following this instruction from the demigods, King Indra fought Vritrasura. But when Vritrasura was killed, everyone was satisfied but King Indra, who knew Vritrasura's position. This is the nature of a great personality. Even if a great personality acquires some opulence, he is always ashamed and regretful. If he acquires it illegally, Indra could understand that he was certainly entangled by sinful reactions for killing a Brahmin. Indeed, he could see sinful reaction personified following him, and thus he fled here and there in fear, thinking of how to rid himself of his sins. He went to Manasa Sarovara, and there, under the protection of the goddess of fortune, he meditated for 1,000 years. During this time, Nahusha reigned over the heavenly planets as the representative of Indra. Unfortunately, however, he was attracted by the beauty of Indra's wife, Sachi Devi, and because of his sinful desire, he had to accept the body of a serpent in his next life. Indra later performed a great sacrifice with the help of exalted brahmanas and saints. In this way, he was released from the reactions of his sinful killing of a brahmin. Text 1. Vritre hate trayo loka vina shakrena bhurida sapala abhyabhavan sadyo vijvara nirvritendriyaha. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, who are so charitably disposed, when Vritrasura was killed, all the presiding deities and everyone else in the three planetary systems was immediately pleased and free from trouble. Everyone, that is, except Indra. Text 2. Devarshi
Pitri, Bhutani, Daitya, Devanugaha, Swayam, Pratijagmuhu, Swadishnyani, Brahmeshendra, Adayas, Tataha, Devarshi Pitri Bhutani, Dhaitya Devanuga Swayam, Prati Jagmu Swadishnyani, Brahmeshendra Adayas Tataha, Devarshi Pitri Bhutani, Daitya Devanuga Swayam, Prati Jagmu Swadishnyani, Brahmeshendra Adayas Tataha. Devarshi Pitri Bhutani, Tetra Devanuga Swayam, Guswadishnyani, Prameshendradayastataha, Devarshi Pitri Bhutani, Daitya Devanuga Swayam, Prati Jagmu Swadishnyani, Prameshendradayastataha.
Ladies, or anyone?
Bhutani, Devanugasayam, Prati Jagmu Swadishnyani, Vishayandriyastata.
Any ladies want to chant?
Devarshi Pitri Bhutani, Daitya Devanuga Swayam, Prati Jagmu Swadishnyani, Prameshendradayastataha. Deva,
demigods, Rishi, great saintly persons, Pitri, the inhabitants of Pitraloka, Bhutani, and the other living entities, Daityaha, demons, Deva Anugaha, the inhabitants of other planets, following the principles of the demigods. Swayam, independently, without asking permission from Indra.
Pratijagmuhu,
returned. Swadishnyani, to their respective planets and homes.
Brahma,
Lord Brahma. Isha, Lord Shiva, Indra Adayaha, and the demigods headed by Indra.
Tataha,
thereafter. Thereafter, the demigods, the great saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitraloka and Bhutaloka, the demons, the followers of the demigods, and also Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the demigods subordinate to Indra, all returned to their respective homes. While departing, however, no one spoke to Indra. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, Brahmeshendradaya iti Indrasya svadishnya gamanam no papadyate vritra vadhakshana eva brahma hatyopadrava praptehe tasmat tata ityanena manasa sarovarad agacha pravartitad ashvamedhat parata iti vyakyeyam. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the other demigods returned to their respective abodes, but Indra did not, for he was disturbed at having killed Vritrasura, who was actually a Brahmin. After killing Vritrasura, Indra went to the Manasa Sarovara lake to become free from sinful reactions. When he left the lake, he performed an Ashvamedha Yajna and then returned to his own abode. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Rama Rama Hare Hare. So Vritrasura was killed, and everyone was happy about it except Lord Indra, who had done the killing. The demigods had requested him to do the job, and the sages assured him of immunity from the sinful reaction of killing a Brahmin. According to Vedic injunction, a Brahmin is not to be killed. A Brahmin, a cow, a woman, should not be killed. And yet, the demigods wanted Vritrasura killed because he was an asura, he was a demon. So they told Indra. Indra was reluctant. He'd already gotten in trouble for killing a Brahmin, Vishwarup. He had to accept sinful reactions. Now again you're asking me to kill a Brahmin? No, I won't do that. No, there won't be any sinful reaction. We'll perform a yajna for you, Ashvamedha yajna, and you'll be relieved of the sin. All right. So now the work was done, and everyone's returning, but although they'd engaged Indra to do the dirty work, they all left without even asking permission. That means they gave him no respect. Oh, you killed a Brahmin. They just didn't even look at him. They just went back. That's the nature of this material world. I perform sinful activities for the sake of others, and the others have no gratitude. That incident is there. Is that from the life of Valmiki? That he was asked that you're performing these murders, sinful activities, before he became a sage. So you're doing this for your family. Will your family members accept the sinful reactions? You can ask them. So the family members all confess that, no, I'm not going to accept any sinful reactions. I'm not doing these things. Well, these things are going on in business or in public affairs or in whatever department. I'm involved in maintaining my family members, family life. And for that, I need money. And money doesn't come so easily. So I need more money. I'm trying to get it by hook or by crook. That means by sinful activities. But those for whom I'm performing the sinful activities, they wouldn't want to accept the sinful reactions. That was your work. That was your work. We'll go to heaven, you go to hell. So here, Indra had been engaged, and it's explained by the acharyas that he very deliberately performed this sinful act with the assurance that you will do some yajna, some religious performance later, and you'll get free from the sinful reaction. Actually, that should not be done. Especially the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is purifying. One can be freed from all sinful reactions by chanting Hare Krishna. In fact, it's said one can be freed from the reactions of more sinful activities than he can commit. The holy name of the Lord is so powerful. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. But if one thinks, well, then this is very good. I'm worried about the sinful activities I'm performing, how I'll get free from the reactions. So now I've got a very good program. I can commit sinful activities and then wipe out the results by chanting Hare Krishna. So it's very good. Very nice program. The Shastra says, no, nam nad balad yasyahi papa buddhi. This is the most sinful activity, to commit sins on the strength of chanting the holy name. Nam nad balad yasyahi papa buddhi. This is a very wrong mentality, sinful mentality, papa buddhi. It's a fact, one becomes purified But one should not think, therefore let me act sinfully and then purify myself of these sinful reactions. Namnad balad yasyahi papaputi. The chanting, rather, one is advised, yesham tvantukatam papam. One should give up sinful activities. These sinful activities are basically four: intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex, and gambling. Yatra dharma chaturvidha. These are four kinds of adharma, sinful acts. And in the Kali Yuga, they're very, very prominent. We see that even big, sophisticated people, or people who are supposed to be cultured people, they get on the airplane and they enjoy drinking. That means polluted. But they're thinking that this is a sophisticated activity. This is how things are done in the modern world. This is how America, what they do. This is very fashionable. This is very cultured. It's taken as cultured if you drink in polite company and tell some charming or clever jokes, or have some... This is very civilized behavior. But according to Vedic literature, this is degradation. This is degradation. And this is the quality of the mode of ignorance, that one thinks degradation to be sophistication. One thinks that to be degraded is to be highly civilized. This is called Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, degradation is taken to be very nice. To be, for men to be woman hunters, for women to be loose, for men and women to drink, similarly gambling, and even meat eating is taken to be simply another choice. Veg or non-veg? Non-veg means we don't even want to say what it is. It's so sinful that we don't want to say meat, flesh. It's not veg. That's all. Just like not pious. We don't want to say it's sinful. So we say not pious. So non-veg. Non-veg means meat. Meat means sinful. It means excluded, actually, from the higher sections of society. If someone's a meat eater, he's excluded from civilized company. He's excluded. Doesn't matter that you're a wealthy industrialist, doesn't matter that you're a big politician, doesn't matter that you've got a graduate degree, doesn't matter that you came from a Brahmin family or a Kshatriya family or a wealthy Vaishya family. None of that matters. You're a dog. You're a rascal. You're nonsense. You're a nonsense rascal. Therefore, when Prabhupada would meet with religious leaders from America or Europe, they would want to talk with him about theology, about comparative religious values, about this, about that. And Prabhupada would stick to one point. Thou shalt not kill. How can I have a religious discussion with a murderer? You know, someone comes in here, you know, one of the guys from Tihar Jail who's in there for murder, and he comes and says, let's talk about theology. What theology? Stop killing. That was Prabhupada's first point. Before we talk about higher topics, these four topics, no intoxicants, no gambling, no illicit sex, no meat eating. These things must be stopped. Yatra dharma chaturvidha. There are so many sinful activities, but these are the pillars of sinful life. Just like this portion of the building, if the pillars were pulled down, the whole building would collapse. So when these four sinful activities are stopped, eliminated, then all the other sinful activities also are gone. But in the Kali Yuga, these four sinful activities are cultivated. There are places people go just for these four things. In America, Las Vegas, or any place, resort with hotels and this and that. And it means these four things are promoted. Gambling, intoxicants, meat eating, and illicit sex also. You go to the hotel, you go to the resort, and if you didn't bring your own woman, then one is provided for you. Even I go to the Middle East, to countries where they're very strict about their Islamic values, but because they've invited tourism into their countries, you'll see at like 4 in the morning Chinese girls with little short skirts who are just getting off of work. And you can understand what kind of work that is. So these things are encouraged in Kali Yuga. And people are thinking that they're sophisticated in such behavior. But this is called sinful life, animal life. Yesham tvantakatam papam. One has to stop these things. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxicants, no illicit sex. Therefore, it's a requirement in our Hare Krishna movement. Without agreeing to follow strictly these four principles, no one can take initiation. It's not a cheap thing. You pay me some money, or you become my, what's the word, benefactor, and I'll give you a mantra, or I'll give you something, initiation. And you go on with your rascaldom. No. You must agree. No gambling, no intoxicants, no meat eating, no illicit sex. Strictly. No means no. Not that I can do these things maybe sometimes, and then I'll chant Hare Krishna, and Krishna will forgive me, my sins will be washed away by the grace of the holy name. That's cheating. And Krishna doesn't appreciate cheating. One should not try to cheat Krishna, cheat the spiritual master, cheat the Vaishnavas by continuing with sinful activities in the dress of a Vaishnava and chanting Hare Krishna to neutralize the reaction. I'll do this and then chant Hare Krishna and then back to business as normal. No. Vow means vow. Vedic culture means when I take a vow, I don't break it. Even Dasharath Maharaj, he was obliged to offer some boon to his wife, Kaikeyi. The boon was so terrible. No, I can't do that. I can't. No, you promised.
All right.
He had to do it. Because you can't break your word. Bali Maharaj. Little Brahmin boy came asking, 3 paces of land, 3 paces of land. Then Shukracharya told that this is Vishnu, he'll take everything, don't do it. No, I've promised. The earth can support mountains, the earth can support huge bodies of water, the earth can support huge forests with big heavy trees, but the earth can't bear the weight of a liar. So I'll do it. I keep my word. So many examples. Shibi Maharaj. A pigeon approached him for shelter. Maharaj, Maharaj, I'm being chased by an eagle. Please, you're the king. Please protect me. Yes, I'll protect you. Then the eagle complained that, Maharaj, this is my food. You're denying me. All right, you take the pigeon's weight of flesh from my body. That's all right. So how much does the pigeon weigh? So they put the pigeon on the scale. And then they put the weight on this side. Still the pigeon's heavier. More weight, still heavier. More weight, still heavier. The king put his body on the scale. Still the pigeon's heavier. But the king agreed, yes, I'll give my whole life even. Wait a second, I didn't know the pigeon was going to be so heavy. Wait a second, this is a trick. No. Not looking, not like a lawyer looking for a clause that can be reinterpreted this way or that way so that I can escape from my promise. Arjun, he promised that this Brahmin's wife, next time she's pregnant, I'll protect her. Then he failed. So he'd promised, if I fail, I'll enter the fire. And he's ready to enter the fire. The vows were taken so seriously. Initiation vows, sannyas vows, marriage vows. Marriage means that I promise that for my whole life I'll be faithful to this woman, I'll be faithful to this man. That's marriage. That's marriage. Not, well, we'll see how it works out. And if we don't like it, we can always make some other arrangement. That's not marriage. That's something else. But in Kali Yuga, marriage is simply based on sex. And when sexual satisfaction is not satisfactory, then, oh, I realized that we weren't compatible. Oh, I realized that we were not really, it wasn't really working. I realized that I didn't really love him. I realized that I didn't really love her. I realized that this, that, this, that. I realized this, I realized that. Realize that you're a damn rascal. Realize that much. You promised. Now you may like it, you may not like it, you may feel that it's right, you may feel that it's wrong. Your feelings don't matter. You've promised, you have to do it. That's all. No cheating. Dharma prochita kaita vacha parama. No cheating religion. Marry, divorce, marry, divorce, marry, divorce. These are not advanced principles of Krishna consciousness. We're not talking about super elevated topics. These are the entrance requirements. One can't even enter the school without agreeing. This is a school, Krishna consciousness school. These students are initiated as students. One can't even enter the school unless he agrees to follow these four principles. What to speak of getting a degree or understanding anything advanced, MA, PhD. He can't even get into the primary school without agreeing to follow these four principles and sticking to that agreement. This is the difference between the genuine Vaishnava Sampradaya and the Sahajya Sampradaya. The Sahajyas, they'll do any damn nonsense and they'll be in love with Krishna, they'll be experiencing Gopi Bhav, they'll be rolling on the floor, they'll be crying, they'll be experiencing ecstasy and smoking and woman hunting and drinking. So that's not accepted in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's legitimate movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is Chaito Darpana Marjanam, purifying the mind. And to purify the mind, we have to purify our activities also. Not but gambling, woman hunting, meat eating, drinking, and purifying the mind. That's a farce. So these are the basic requirements. And one shouldn't think that, no, I don't need to be so fanatical, I don't need to be so strict, I can simply chant Hare Krishna and whatever loose ends there might be from a little something extra, that'll all be wiped out by the power of Harinam. That's all rubbish. That's kicked out of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. The Krishna consciousness movement is for the Sajjana. Sajjana means honest men. Honest men. Or it means gentlemen. Prabhupada said the symptom of a Krishna conscious person, sign of a Krishna conscious person, is that he's a perfect gentleman. There's no such thing in the activities of a perfect gentleman as intoxication, meat eating, gambling, or illicit sex. Gentlemen don't do these things. But Kali Yuga, people are regularly gambling, woman hunting, all of these things, and they're gentlemen. No, they're rascals, that's all. One has to see what is what by the practical activities and qualities that a person shows. Not by birth, not by title, not by dress, not by anything else. We have to see, first of all, is a person following these four regulative principles? That's ABC, basic. Therefore, our initiation means four no's and one yes. Always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we follow these four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna, then we can be successful in our spiritual life and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I am doing MBA and I am staying in hostel. Now I am.
You have to be loud.
Okay. I said that I am doing MBA and I am staying in hostel. Now I am chanting 16 rounds. I am following regulative principles. But most of the times I have to associate with my colleagues and some of the corporate leaders who come for big conclaves and seminars. So they are all meat eaters, women hunters. Now I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am following regulative principles, but unfortunately I have to take their association. So as a practicing devotee, how should I, remain situated in Krishna consciousness even in such situations?
Where is it? So, unfortunately, you have to mix with those people.
Yeah, unfortunately. But so, how should I remain situated even in those situations?
Yes, you stick to your principles. That's all. They may be whatever kind of rascal, but doesn't mean you have to be a rascal. You stick to your principles. That's all. And we should avoid the association of such people. Association means intimate association. For business, to get the job done, we associate with them as much as required. But that's all. Prabhupada told the story of the monkey and the alligator. You know the story? The monkey wanted to cross the river. So the alligator volunteered that you jump on my back and I'll take you across the river. So monkey said, all right. He jumped on the back of the alligator. Alligator began swimming. Then the alligator began submerging. Then he said, what's going on? I'm going to drown you and eat your heart out. Monkey said, oh, you should have told me. Before I got on your back, you should have told me that's what you were going to do. Because I left my heart at home. But it's not too late. You take me back to the shore, and I'll get my heart, and then you can do your business. So the alligator thought, that's a good idea. So he swam back to the shore, and the monkey jumped off, Haribo. So Prabhupada said the moral is that when you go out with the alligator, leave your heart at home.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 3.27 that lust is our greatest enemy. Lust is our greatest enemy. The greatest devouring enemy is lust. We are Krishna conscious devotees, and in the day-to-day life we are seeing women, girls and all. But in the olden days, the sadhus, they used to go to the forest and...
Sadhus what?
The rishis and the munis. The devotees, they used to go to the forest to stay away. Forest. They used to go to the forest to so that they will not see. They will go far away from rehabilitation and go to a different place. But we are devotees, and every day we are looking at women, and the lust is how to overcome lust. Lust is our greatest enemy. So.
Well, these sadhus used to go to the because. Tushpurena anulena cha, the lust is very burning and strong. And mahashano mahapapma vidhyena mihavairinam, it's the enemy of the soul. So the sadhus used to go to the forest, not to see any women. But where in the city, so many women are there, what to do? Therefore, one has to control the mind by placing the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna pararavindaya. When the mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna is the Madan Mohan, then Cupid doesn't get the opportunity to act. Of course, one should be very careful, not that I'm Krishna conscious, so now I'm immunized, so I can mix very freely with women, and nothing will happen. Very seriously, one should avoid mixing with women, if one is a man, with women, or with men who are attached to women. What is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Ha hanta hanta at vish bhikshanabho nisadhu asadhu pavasagarasya. What is the beginning? Niskinchanasya bhagavat bhajanon mukasya paramparam jagimishur pavasagarasya sandarshitam vishayinam atayoshinam cha ha hanta hanta bhikshanabho nisadhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for one who's serious about getting free from material existence, how horrible it is to associate with women for sense gratification, or vishayinam, the sense gratifiers. It's worse than drinking, it's like drinking poison. So we shouldn't think, now I'm Krishna conscious, so if I mix freely with women, talk freely with women, joke with women, play around, or intimately associate with materialistic men, nothing will happen. No, one should very carefully avoid these things. In person and on the internet. The internet is mostly owned by the personality of Kali. If you examine the stockholders of the internet, most of the stock is owned by the personality of Kali. And therefore the internet is full of intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, and meat eating. Of course, meat eating is difficult over the internet, but you can order it. So one should avoid these things. And positively, chant Hare Krishna, dance in ecstasy, associate with the devotees, be always engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then, Hare Krishna. Another question?
हरे कृष्णा महाराज. महाराज पहले के आदमी लोग वचन देते थे तो वो अपना वचन पूरा करते थे दृढ़ता से, लेकिन अभी हम लोग गुरु महाराज को दीक्षा लेते समय वचन देते हैं, लेकिन बाद में कोई थोड़ा सा भी प्रलोभन देते हैं तो हम लोग अपना वचन तोड़ देते हैं. इसके लिए हम लोग क्या करें ताकि हम लोग वचन जो देते हैं दृढ़ता से पालन करें?
या अनुवाद. In olden times, when a person took a vow, he kept the vow.
But now, somebody gives some attractive offer, we are inclined to break the vow.
But now, if someone gives some attractive offer, we're inclined to break the vow. What should we do about it? Who? In what position? If I'm that person, I shouldn't do it. Not that I get, well, I promised, but wow, this is a good offer. No, vow means, just like someone takes a vow, Ekadasi Vrata, that today I will not eat. So then he can't say, oh, but today they made my favorite preparation. No, I've taken a vow. And Prabhupada explains that that means that once you've taken a vow, you're not going to entertain any alternative. Suppose I think that tomorrow is Ekadashi, and probably I guess I might fast. If I don't feel too hungry or too weak, then I'll fast. Maybe I'll go till noon and then see kind of like how I feel. And if I still feel like, you know, doing okay, then maybe I'll go till 4 o'clock and then see how it goes from there. And if it goes, you know, if it's all right and I'm feeling good, and then I'll go for the rest of the day. Unless they make that, this preparation, that preparation, Ras Malai or this, or Pav Bhaji or something. So if you're thinking like that, then you're already lost. Because you've set it up so that the mind all day will be evaluating. Well, how am I feeling? Am I feeling too weak? Am I feeling too strong? Am I doing all right? Should I go till this time? Should I go till that time? Oh, they... Should I... No. Bhajante mam jiddhavrata. Jiddhavrata means firm vow. Firm vow. It doesn't mean no illicit sex unless she's like, wow, so beautiful and so young and she likes me. It means no illicit sex. Full stop. No gambling, no meat eating. Jiddhavrata. That when I take the vow, it's not that I think, well, this is what I have to say to get initiated. Unless I say this, Maharaj won't initiate me. So, what are the rules you promise? Better not to get initiated. Better not to get initiated. Just be an honest man and say, well, I'm not getting initiated because I'm not following. And try to come to the standard, and when you reach the standard, then ask for initiation. And when you've asked for initiation and you've taken this vow, end of story. No, 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 and no. 100% no. Is that all right? And no excuses that, well, this is Kali Yuga, so, well, that was a previous age. This isn't Satyayuga anymore. This is Kali Yuga. So I have to be like in step with the times. No, 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 and no.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, Shloka mentions that Vritrasur is a Brahmana.
Vritrasur was a Brahmana, yes.
Whereas he's an Asura. Whereas he's a demon.
Yeah, he was a demon. Ravana also was a Brahmana, but he was a demon.
So then how Indra got the sin? Because... How Indra was implicated with the sin?
Because he was a Brahmana. Vritrasura, although Brahman... still he was counted as a Brahmana. Actually, he was better than a Brahman. Turned out that he was a great devotee. And therefore Indra felt worse. If he'd only been a Brahman, that would have been better. But he turned out to be Paramahansa Vaishnav. Yes.
And this is also a little surprising that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they are not ordinary personalities even amongst demigods.
They are not what?
They are not ordinary personalities even amongst demigods.
Not?
They are not ordinary.
Not ordinary personalities.
Yeah. Even amongst demigods. So they also just left after.
They also just left. Brahma, Shiva. You killed a Brahmin. We're going home. Thank you. we shouldn't altruistically perform sinful activities. You know, for myself, I wouldn't have illicit sex, but this poor girl had no one to love her, no one to take care of her, no one to love her. Her husband didn't really love her. She needed someone, so I had to step forward. This is so old that you can't even count the movies that have been made from this script. Maya has, you know, a sort of some standard routines that keep working for her. And one of the standard routines is the damsel in distress. You know, the man, for his own sense gratification, he would never touch her. But she had no one to protect her. So he had to step forward. This is called Maya. So no illicit sex for our own sake or for anyone else's sake.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There are many girl children who are born in the family of prostitutes.
Born in the family of?
There are many girl children who are born in the family of prostitutes.
Yeah.
So they are forced to continue profession not out of their free choice, but out of compulsion. So their body may be contaminated, but they may be having, their heart may be very pure. So can they not practice Krishna consciousness?
Can they also be Krishna conscious?
Yeah.
There are many children who are born of prostitutes, and by the nature of things, they become involved in the same profession. But their minds may be very pure, so can they become Krishna conscious? First thing is, generally their minds are not very pure. Not that we go looking, you know, I promised, but actually her mind was very pure. We shouldn't look for a prostitute whose mind is very pure so that we can have Krishna conscious sex. Generally, as a result of karma, one is born in such a situation because the mind is not very pure. When the mind is very pure, one is born Srimatams, Suchinam, Srimatam, Gehe, like that higher section. And when the mind is not very pure, then born in the lower section. Therefore, that's called papa yoni, a sinful birth. But even the papa yoni can be Krishna conscious. Even the papa yoni can be Krishna conscious. Kiratu hunandra palinda pulkasha bhira shumbha yavana kashadeya. Nye nye cha papa yare pashraya shraya shudyanti. Tasmai prabhavishnave namah. By the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if one takes shelter of a devotee, one can be completely purified. So it doesn't matter what the background, what the birth, Haridas Thakur came from a Muslim family, that's not considered high class, because the Muslims are generally accustomed to meat eating. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him Namacharya. So anyway.
Maharaj, is it true that prostitutes existed even during Krishna's time, but they were all devotees of Lord Krishna?
Yes. Not all, but in Dwarka they were all. There are some notable, just like Chintamani, the prostitute of Bilwa Mangala Thakur, Bill Mangala Thakur was a materialist woman hunter, so he was addicted to this prostitute. So in one occasion the prostitute said, if only you were so attached to Krishna as you were to me. So then Bill Mangala Thakur got the message, and he, in his writings, he's offered his respects to Chintamani. Who, although a prostitute, was Krishna conscious. Yes. But we shouldn't think, well, then I'll also be a prostitute in Krishna conscious. Or I'll also be a woman hunter in Krishna conscious. No.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, while cleaning temple...
That microphone has to be held very close. That's the nature of it.
Maharaj, while cleaning temple, sometimes we happen to kill some ants and other insects. So can we say that because we are doing some service to Lord, that will not implicate karma?
Yes, but we try to avoid. As far as possible, we try to avoid, but you can't completely avoid. You may wear a mask out over your mouth, still some germs will come and be killed. Whatever you try to do, some inadvertent killing or some other discrepancy has to be there, because this is the material world. But not that voluntarily therefore anything goes and it can all be justified as, well, I was serving Krishna. Is that all right? Okay. Shall we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.